So Lamar, when you miss practice, everyone gets all concerned now out there. So how are you feeling today?
Feeling good. I feel like we had a productive day, fast ride day. Yeah.
How health-wise, though, how are you feeling?
Feel pretty good, yeah.
I know you said you were tired at answering injury questions, but if something happens during practice, does it feel like, you know, what else can go wrong at some point? Or do you just put that aside?
I mean, probably at the moment, but then you got to put that aside and just lock in for when you're out there.
How are you dealing with what's going on the last three games without going to TV pass? But you guys won, I think, two of those four.
Yeah, you know, I'm not ecstatic about that at all. You know, I'm mad, but I'm happy we got the wins when we did. But, you know, this past Thursday, Thanksgiving night, I wasn't happy at all. You know, we had turnovers, you know, missed assignments here and there. Like, we wasn't us. So I'm not happy about that at all, you know. But if I'm not scoring a touchdown but we winning, who can be mad at a loss? At a win, you know. I'd be mad at the losses.
Lamar, when you go through a stretch like the last few games where it hasn't been as good as it typically is for you.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've set a high bar for yourself. As a professional, how do you approach that? Do you change up your routine at all? Do you work harder? Do you, you know, some people even say when you're going through some tough things, maybe you try easier. You know, how do you approach that as a professional when, you know, things aren't going for you personally the way you want them to?
Just stay the course. You know, I don't change up anything. I just still be me at the end of the day and just do what I'm supposed to do my job.
Or did you get stepped on in practice?
Yeah, I did. Wednesday, I did. Yeah.
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 You want to name any names?
Of who stepped on me?
Yeah.
Nah, man. But that must be on the other side. Why would I want to check? That's crazy.
You've had a few weeks in a row. You know, you've had like a day off each of those few weeks. Has that been? Have you viewed that as sort of like, critical is a too strong word, but needed to, you know, given all the injuries you've got to deal with this year?
I wouldn't even say injuries, you know, just rest day. Get a little extra rest day, if anything, and that's it.
Well, what have you, in your experiences of playing the Steelers, what have you learned about what it takes to win this game?
Man, it's a turnover battle game. You know, team who has the ball the most and put the most points on the board, that's going to be the outcome of who win the game, basically, you know, and that's all to it. But it's a huge rivalry, man. It's like a playoff game, you know, and right now for the situation we're in, it's definitely a playoff game for us, you know, but it's like if we wasn't in this situation, it would still be a playoff game just because of the rivalry. Yeah.
How excited were you when the Mark Andrews contract got announced and you found out about that?
I found out when I came back in the building the next day because I didn't know, you know, I just heard him talking about it. I'm like, what? Like, that's crazy. You know, I'm definitely ecstatic. That's my guy. For sure.
Lamar, at one point, I think last week or over the weekend, you clapped back at a radio guy in Pittsburgh. There's been some criticism about you not as elusive as you've been. Is that talk bothering you or using it as motivation?
Nah.
How are you handling it?
Nah, you know, it's always going to be noise, man. I feel like most of us NFL players are built off noise, you know, little adversity, little rivalry, little tactics they try to do, you know, but I don't worry about it. Play football.
Does it kind of fire you up a little bit? Does it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I get a kick out of it.
Did it fire you up more that it was a Pittsburgh?
I didn't even know it was a Pittsburgh fan. You guys just telling me that, so that's... I understand now. I understand.
Why did you feel like you, to your point, like you hear criticism all the time, you know, publicly or privately or whatever the case is, like how come you felt the need to sort of get back at this a little bit?
Oh, just because I just got on the app and I seen it. I'm like, bruh, so I like just say less. That's all.
Lamar, what about where teams at? I mean, both teams are 6-6. You guys still have everything in front of you. You got, you know, just a thought about where things are headed.
Man, we just got to focus on Pittsburgh right now. You know, like you said, we both 6-6. Great defense. As always, every time we play them, it's a great defense, you know. And offense, I can say, you know, leading by Aaron Rodgers, a future Hall of Famer. So we just got to lock in and do what we're supposed to do.
Mark, you talked about, you know, the Cincinnati game, not being happy with the turnovers and stuff.
Yeah.
Like
step away from that? Like, how do you view that in terms of what you need to do to just make sure that those things don't happen? Because it's something you know that doesn't happen very often for you.
Yeah, man. You know, it's unfortunate. Tip ball interception. You know, a guy making a great play against one of our guys. Guy's doing the job. He's trying to block, you know, but a guy made a great pass rush, trying to get the ball out, trying to pitch it to Rasheen if I could, but hit my arm. Me trying to throw the ball, pull it back, fumble. I didn't think that was a fumble, but it's a fumble, I guess. Things like that, we can't let that happen. You know, especially in a divisional game, any game, not just a division game, but any game. But a lot of NFL games are won through turnover battles, you know, and that team had a lot of possessions. We was getting off the field, so that helped them out a lot. You know, they put points on the board. We didn't. You know, got a touchdown call back. Stuff like that happens in those games. It's hard to win those games.
Lamar, I mean, you know, like you said, this is your biggest rival with the Steelers.
Yeah.
First place is on the line. I mean, from your perspective, I mean, how big is this game for you?
Every game is big to me. Mm-hmm. It don't matter who we playing. You know, Cincinnati game was big to me. But this just... It's different because it's the Steelers, you know, it's a rival game. So I know our crowd's going to be popping out their skin, you know, Flock Nation always, you know, it's like they playing football too, you know. But you just got to lock in with these games.
Well, you talked about the turnovers a few times. I'm just curious how you, as a team, how you go about trying to avoid turnovers but also not trying to play too cautious and worrying about it, still playing your game. How do you kind of balance that?
When you're running the ball, when the ball is in your possession, you know, when guys are running around you, you try to put two hands on the ball, the Ravenclaw. But you got to play free at the same time. You can't be thinking about, oh, I can't fumble because I feel like that'll mess with you. So just play football.
Lamar, with you getting stepped on Wednesday, were you just not able to finish that practice, or was it just fewer reps for you on Wednesday?
It's supposed to be a rest day anyways, you know, but yeah, on Wednesday. So, you know, just wanted to chill out, you know, let my feet just rest because I got stepped on.
All right. Thank you, Lamar.
No problem.